Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be listening to the Junkies. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 13th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Very spooky date, Friday the 13th. Love it. Mm-hmm. Spooky season's right around the corner, Valdez. We're like a month and a half away from Halloween. It's a good time.
Jason Bishop is also here.
There are some houses in my neighborhood that have already got their Halloween gear up.
I guess it's close to time.
I mean,
they had stuff up.
You got to wait until October
1. They had like Halloween decorations up in Costco and candy in the grocery stores.
Well, that's different. They're trying to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that people are decorating their houses on September 12th.
I think October 1 is probably the
October
good.
October 1.
That's probably the
yeah,
best
Yeah, I think
time
you got to wait till October to start putting all your skeletons out.
I tend to agree with
we
you.
We have a bunch of skeletons. My kid loves Halloween. I've already been to the Spirit Halloween store at least once.
I love Halloween. I just don't think you should decorate your house when it's 86 degrees out.
Yeah, I'm not planning on doing that.
I mean, come on.
But I'm sure I'll have to by October 1st.
Gotta
the
get
question
it done.
Is, will I have to go up on the roof to put a couple things up?
Avoid the roof at all costs. Keep those skeletons. Unless you want to turn into a skeleton, keep the skeletons down on the main level.
So last night you had Thursday Night Football, and Tua should probably avoid playing football the rest of his life.
I mean, another scary incident with him taking a headshot and his body just seizing up and going into that defensive, is it fencing postures?
Fencing, they call it fencing. That's the third time that's happened.
I believe he's had four concussions in the last basically two calendar years. It's something he's going to have to sit down with his family and the people closest to him and figure out where he goes from here.
I mean, you're a competitor. You want to play.
Yeah.
I'm sure you want to play, and it doesn't have to do with the money.
Right.
He's played a sport his whole life. Mm-hmm. He probably wants to accomplish things. He led the league in passing yards last year, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been successful.
4,600-ish, somewhere around
now,
there.
He was having a terrible game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some of that was on his receivers. But he did throw a pick six where he was trying to throw it out of bounds, and yeah, he couldn't even muster the strength to throw it out of bounds.
It wasn't all on his receivers. Like the first pick,
that bounced off his receiver.
Off somebody's like shoulder pad. Mm-hmm. But like the pick six was just I don't know.
The pick six was horrible.
He was thinking at that point.
So there was the play. He was having a bad game, yeah. And the Bills stomped all over the Dolphins, 31-10.
I mean, it was a bad game all the way around.
This is a guy who's owed. If he never plays again, mm-hmm. $93 million.
Yeah.
So he would get $93 million, mm-hmm. regardless of whether he plays or not.
Sure.
It's just the wise decision to step away.
His career path is on, it's a speedy path to early retirement.
Right.
And you know, he's going to be out multiple weeks, if not the rest of the season.
I don't see a scenario where he's back within. Look, of course, we're not head trauma experts, but
doesn't look good.
I'd be shocked to see him back within a month.
Yeah,
like, taking another headshot like that.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he was back.
Like, if he's back within a month,
I think he'll be out until earliest end of October.
What would you do if you're in his shoes?
I don't know. I don't know how he feels. I mean, it's serious.
I'd imagine a lot of doctors.
I mean, the brain damage isn't going away.
Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of doctors are telling him this is going to cause long-term permanent damage.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to look at how many more years you have left to live. I mean, how old is Tua? He's late 20s? Is he 27 or 28?
I'd say mid-20s, but
I don't know how old he is.
27, but, maybe?
Okay, say he's 27.
26.
Say he's got 50 to 55 years left to live.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. What do you want your quality of life to be? Do you want to be able to, you know, be mobile, walk around, do stuff with your kids and your family, identify people that you love, you know, like have a functional life? Or do you want to keep risking it by taking headshots out on an NFL field when you have a long history of suffering concussions?
He's got a lot to think about. And, you know, it's sad. It really
is. It is sad.
It's sad. I mean, I would think that most, if not all, NFL players get concussions.
Right.
But he's had some really bad ones.
Correct.
I mean, look, back in the 70s and 80s, I mean, the guys would get a concussion, they'd throw them back out after coming out for a play.
But we've advanced.
We've advanced.
You know, as a society, medically, you know, there's been so much research. Yep. You know, CTE wasn't even a thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know what that was, obviously, up until about, 15, 20 years ago.
And Cakes, from a fantasy standpoint, your fantasy seasons are severely altered after 2 weeks. If you have Tua, you've got Tyreek Hill, if you've got Waddle,
mm-hmm.
I mean, severely altered, because you know those numbers are going to go. Tua's numbers are obviously zero. Tyreek Hill's numbers are going to go severely down. Waddle's numbers are going to go down. It was a big deal last night.
I'm so mad at myself for the season-long picks. I was checking what I did for the season-long picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I like most of my picks.
Yeah.
It's one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't overreact. But in the AFC East, I picked the Jets.
Okay.
Now, they got smashed by the 49ers. Maybe they will turn it around. The Jets were kind of a trendy pick because people assumed, they've got a really good defense last year.
Why are you overreacting?
Now Aaron Rodgers is back.
It's one game, and they played against the team that was in the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is less of a problem. But I didn't include the Bills.
Okay.
And you heard my flaming hot take yesterday. I said Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
What am I doing? It's incongruent.
You don't even have them as a wild card?
I don't. Wild cards...
Mm.
Were the Chargers. I wanted to put the Chargers in.
Yeah.
And I put the Bengals and I put the Dolphins.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins and the Bengals, but I did pick the Bills in my AFC wild cards.
Is anyone on this show checking their season-long picks after week one?
I mean, apparently JP is. I mean, he's already sweating it at this point. And it's okay. It's for like $20 or $10.
Not even.
Yes.
Yeah, it's $10.
It's so menial. It literally means nothing.
Well, look, I mean, quarterbacks have to stay healthy. We always say it. If they stay healthy.
Sure.
Right? And Tua's had issues over the, you know, not last year, but 2 years ago he did. And now he's going to have it again, and he's going to be out multiple weeks, if not the rest of the year.
If you're the Dolphins, and
Look, and now you're looking at Skylar Thompson.
It's cold and calculated, but if Tua goes down and if he's out for an extended period of time, now the question is, who leads us going forward? Are you really going to toss the keys to Skylar Thompson?
Well, who else are you going to get?
Do you call Ryan Tannehill? Do you bring in other guys for workouts? Do you swing a trade for somebody? Like, they've got a lot of questions to answer over the next few weeks.
That is true.
Tannehill actually would be a decent play for them.
Like, I mean, they have to explore all options. I can't imagine.
I'm sure that's probably on the table.
I can't imagine starting Skylar Thompson is their best option.
No, but I mean, he's the backup, and he knows the system. I mean, Tannehill's never played with any of these
guys. Just because he's the backup doesn't mean it's a great option. Ask the Packers, who are trotting out Malik Willis.
Right, but they also know that if the starting quarterback goes down, our season's pretty much cooked.
For the most
Tua
part,
has
yes.
to stay healthy
right.
for us to go to the playoffs.
Correct.
If he doesn't, it doesn't matter if it's Skylar or Tannehill or any of these guys. They ain't going to the playoffs.
I thought the worst part about it wasn't like somebody just took a wicked, cheap headshot on Tua. Like, he kind of led with his head right into DeMar Hamlin. If you watch the play a few times, like
it was just his arm that hit his head, right?
It looked like his shoulder. And neck and head kind of collided with Hamlin, but it wasn't like somebody was out there headhunting and knocked Tua out like that. It was just he was trying to make a play. He was kind of diving, and Hamlin got in the way, and it just.
I didn't watch it live. Incident. I stayed up, but once Tua threw the pick six, made it 31-10.
Mm-hmm.
It was 24-10 at the half.
Right.
It looked like the Bills completely dominated the game and they were going to win the game. So I was ready to go to bed. I moved from the basement up to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I watched a little of the third quarter, and then it was 31-10. You had James Cook scoring touchdowns left and right. He had three touchdowns. You had him on your fantasy team. You're crushing.
Yeah, you're off to a good start.
So 31-10, I went to bed, and then the two incident happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they can do. I was just looking at their depth chart. They only had Skylar Thompson listed on the depth chart. They weren't carrying three quarterbacks. I'm not sure they have somebody on their practice squad. But at one point, the Cleveland Browns had a bunch of quarterbacks on their roster, and they could trade one, but they ended up cutting Tyler Huntley, right?
Right.
Who ended up with another team. They've got Jameis. Who's their third string guy? They've got Josh Dobbs, maybe?
No, he's
Dobbs
in San Francisco.
He's on the Niners.
You're talking about Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Cleveland's three quarterbacks are Deshaun, obviously Winston, and DTR.
Okay, it's DTR.
Yeah, you don't want to trade for him.
Look, it doesn't matter who you trade for. You ain't going to the playoffs with a guy who's either sitting at home in his living room or on a practice squad. It's over.
Although, didn't the Browns do it with Flacco last year?
Well, I mean, he wasn't sitting on his ass, was he?
He was, actually.
That was the story.
He was chilling at home.
Well, he's got a lot of experience, and he's playing every year. But the percentages of the Dolphins with a backup quarterback going to the playoffs in that division are 5%.
Yeah, probably right.
I don't care who you sign.
Would you bet on Tua playing this year or retiring?
I mean, I don't know about retiring, I wouldn't be bullish about betting on him to come back this season.
I think
this is his fourth concussion in the last 2 years.
Yeah, just kind of depends on the
discussions
with the
doctors. I have a hard time betting on that guy to come back and play. Yep. Maybe he does. Maybe he misses a month and he gets cleared. I don't think it's a great decision to come back and play this year. Maybe take a year off and reassess. But we'll see. I mean, he's a competitor. He's going to want to get back on the field. If he gets cleared to go back on the field, I'm going to guess he returns at some point.
What we know about concussions is once you get one, it's easier to have your next. And he clearly...
Yep.
You're talking about the hit. Mm-hmm. He clearly is getting these concussions frequently.
Yeah.
How many games did he miss?
I might bet on retirement, man. I think he's married. He just needs somebody to tell him, you got to shut it down, dude.
Yeah.
You got $93 million coming to you. You live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii was just voted as the happiest state in America.
Mm-hmm.
Move back to Hawaii and put your money in some sort of fund, some sort of safe fund.
Yeah.
That's just going to grow, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, go like and coach at your high school, and get your football addiction that way. And
so 2 years ago, when he had that severe concussion, and he had the fencing with the hands, I mean, he missed four games.
Right,
he only missed four games, which I'm kind of surprised at. But this might be.
What are you going to do it like?
More serious.
Happen again. Like you're going to keep going down this
road. It might be 8 games.
Right. Yeah, so, I don't know.
I'm going to guess he does play sometime this year, but and it's not going to be anytime soon.
Right.
All right. Got a lot to get into on the show today. We'll hit the Skins. There is some news on the Commanders front.
There is.
As they have a prominent player who just had to have surgery and will be out for a while. Bill Roth is going to join us as we talk some Hokies. They take on ODU. He'll jump on at 6:45 this morning. We'll break down the Giants-Commanders game, give you our picks. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for the Fan. He's going to join us at 7:20. Plus, John Feinstein at 8. And Scott Abraham, who covers the Commanders, ABC 7 sports director and anchor. He will join us at 9. So we are packed on a Football Friday. 800-636-1067 is the number. You want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek window text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back as we open up the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. It's Bish Cakes and JP running the three-man show. EB traveling to go see some volleyball. Was he going to Valpo?
I believe so. Traveling to the heartland, Midwest, Indiana. Yeah, correct.
Got a packed show. Bill Roth going to join us coming up at 6:45. Talk some Virginia Tech football. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for the Fan as we break down Commanders Giants. John Feinstein at 8, Scott Abraham at 7. And we've got a giveaway for the HF Festival, which is coming up in 8 days. Why don't we do that right now? We're going to reward caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with 2 tickets to go to HF Festival. Next weekend, it's at Nats Park. Features the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Jimmy Eat World, many more. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy IMP. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with those tickets. Right now, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits. And still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Mr. Matt Myers, Solheim Cup starts in about 40 minutes. And you were at the practice round slash opening ceremonies yesterday at RTJ out there in Gainesville. I was watching it on Golf Channel. It looked very, very cool. What was it like? How many people were out there? It looked pretty packed. Not overly crowded, not like a Ryder Cup would be. But
I think they're going to expecting record crowds this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say Saturday's going to be nuts.
Very good.
Yeah, a lot of people out there.
Weather's perfect.
Weather's gonna be
perfect.
Nice.
Yep. It's all the Euros. Euros look sharp.
Yep.
They looked sharp.
So did you actually see them on the course?
Yeah, I saw them for the practice rounds.
Yeah, okay.
And then I think the Americans kind of, they stopped after 9.
Did they?
Yeah, because I didn't see them come through 14.
Okay.
So.
Well, again, it's the, women's version of the Ryder Cup. And Nelly Korda's going out early against Charlie Hull. And they'll play foursomes, and they'll play better ball and alternate shot both today and tomorrow, and then singles, 12 singles matches on Sunday. So it'll be pretty cool. The course looks unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sure it's
pristine. Lake Manassas behind the stage where they had the ceremonies. Just looked awesome. I mean, those girls got to love that place. But that starts very soon. So those girls are getting ready right now. We talked about it, opened the show with the Bills, Dolphins. Bills take care of business 31-10.
That 12 of 13 of the last meetings have gone to the Bills. The Bills just completely
dominate them.
The Dolphins of late.
Big story, of course, is Tua being out. Suffered a concussion in the third quarter. Did not look good. It's his third severe concussion. I think it's his fourth overall since being a Dolphin. So he left the game. His coach, Mike McDaniel, said, yep, he's in good spirits, but we can't speculate on when he's going to come back. We have no idea. Obviously got a clear protocol with the doctors. He threw for 145 yards. He threw 3 picks, including a pick six. And Buffalo, Josh Allen didn't do much. He threw a touchdown to James Cook. But James Cook ran for 2, and he ran for 78 yards. There wasn't a ton of yardage put up offensively.
And one of his touchdowns, I believe, was a 49-yarder.
Yeah, it was
so
a long
ripped
one.
A long one. And
it was a 49-yarder.
Encouraging for James Cook is he got a goal line carry and it scored a touchdown on a 1-yarder.
Because
there's a lot of James Cook, Josh Allen issues down within the 5, because usually Josh Allen's going to take that and run that in.
Josh Allen
had 2. That's a good sign for Josh for James Cook.
Josh Allen had 2 rushing yards.
Who did?
Josh
2
Allen.
Rushing touchdowns, you mean? Oh, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen had 2 rushing yards.
That's a very low total for him. Yeah.
So last night was not a good fantasy night, unless you had James Cook.
Well, they just had a big lead.
Big lead.
Very early in the game and just sat on it. One, I think, good development for the Bills, because there was a lot made of them losing Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, is Shakir looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's a reliable target for Josh Allen. Quick, shifty, not the biggest wideout, but dude knows how to get open. He's got good hands, reliable target.
This game is the number one reason why you just can't look at stats at the end of the year, at the end of the day, because you just look at Allen's stats from this game, and you go, oh, these are kind of pedestrian.
Right.
Yeah.
But the team just literally dominated the entire game.
Yeah.
Pedestrian, except for his quarterback rating and his QBR. Those were off the charts.
Yeah, but he was efficient. He just didn't put up big numbers. But like you said, you don't have to when Tua's giving you the ball.
Well, the guy Cook's with the baller stats,
50-yard touchdowns,
is Devon Achane for the Dolphins.
Yeah, he had a big game. 96 rushing yards, 69 receiving yards,
through
including
two games,
a touchdown.
He's got 14 receptions already for 145 yards and a touchdown and 120 yards rushing.
Yeah.
That dude is a weapon.
And he was questionable for most of the week because
he had an ankle injury.
But yeah. He obviously before the game, a couple hours before the game, you knew he was going to be suiting up. So yeah. So if you had Achan or you had Cook last night, you did some damage.
Good night for you.
Playing against Achan in fantasy.
That's going to hurt. That's going to be your team needs to do some heavy lifting.
Somehow it still says I'm a 58% favorite.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So Tyreek Hill had 3 catches for 24 yards on 6 targets. Jalen Waddle had 4 catches for 41 yards. I know he was stopped at the 1.
You stopped at the 1 yard line, and then Achan got the touchdown.
Then Achan got the touch.
That hurts. Do you ever
Do you ever do the lineup where you have to pick like an MVP and you get 1.5 times, 1.5 points, or 1.5 times?
Of course,
the
I've points. Done that.
So last night, Dylan and I are sitting around watching the game.
Would you put in your captain
before the
slot?
Game?
Yeah,
and our captain was. Tua.
Well, that's not
a big loser.
I can tell you this.
We had James Cook.
You won $0.
We had Achan.
Yes.
But we also had Tua.
Yeah, the problem is 1,000 other people had either one of those guys in their captain slot and got more points.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at one of my leagues, and it's the same league. The Cakes and I are in the same league together, the AVA league, the AVA. And I've got it's a super flex. So you got 2 quarterbacks. I've got Tua and I've got Trevor Lawrence. Okay. But I also have Tyreek Hill. Combined, they gave me 18 points.
Yeah, it's not a great start for you.
It's a loser.
You're going to need the rest of your team to really lift you up.
No, it's a loser. Yeah. I'm projected to lose 186 to 150. So I'm going to I'll be 0-2 in that league. Mm-hmm. Season pretty much over,
not
especially
great.
Since Tua is going to be out for a while, if not the rest of the year. All right, college football. We had had a game last night. Drabby's Sun Devils beat Texas State. Kicked a field goal with about 4 or 5 minutes left. Beat them 31-28. Although Cakes had Jordan McLeod in his fantasy,
he
put up 4 touchdowns.
Got me 40 points.
Yeah.
Get sized. Love seeing that in the box score.
So ASU, aren't they 3-0 now?
3-0 on the rise with Coach Kenny Dillingham. Looking good. Texas 31? State's a good team, too.
30, I mean, and that was on the road, too, yeah.
I didn't watch any of Thursday Night Football. I was locked into Arizona State,
very good.
Texas State.
Good for you. How did Sam Levitt play?
He's good, man. He's a good young quarterback, 4-star, went to Michigan State for a year.
By the way,
back to ASU. Drab, fast.
Can we nerd out about the alternate unis for the Sun Devils where they're bringing back, is it Sparky? Is that
Sparky, yeah.
Sparky on the helmet, big Sparky.
Last weekend, yeah.
Those were some clean unis.
One of the biggest marketing blunders of all time
is
when ASU got rid of Sparky.
Horrible idea.
And went with aggressive pitchfork.
Yeah, pitchfork, not a trident. Horrible, horrible idea. Please give us more Sparky holding the pitchfork. That's better.
3-0 is 3-0, though, so I'll take it.
So a win's a win. You take that. So tonight, you got a couple games. Vegas is at Kansas, and then there's a top 20 game. A couple teams ranked in the top 20. Arizona's going to go to Kansas State. Of course, both teams are in the Big 12 now because of realignment, but this is not a conference game.
That's weird.
Think about that.
Hold on.
Kansas and Kansas State are in the same conference.
It's the Big 12!
Okay, they're in the same conference.
And they're playing each other.
Okay, hold on. I understand both of those things.
You're pondering that?
Yeah. In the same conference, playing each other head-to-head.
Right.
Got it.
Will not count as a conference game.
That I need an explanation.
Because they agreed to it before the realignment.
Okay.
So Arizona and Kansas State, it might have been 3-4 years ago, whenever they decided these out-of-conference games.
At least there's an explanation for it.
Yeah, there's an explanation.
Now
it's just strange,
now
like you said.
Now my feeble brain can kind of understand and comprehend.
Yeah. That game is on Fox. Kansas State had to hold off Tulane, actually come from behind to beat Tulane last week at home. Arizona struggled against Northern Arizona after putting up 60 points the week before. So we'll see how they perform this week. Saturday, Bama's at Wisconsin. That's a noon game on Fox. Oklahoma State's at Tulsa after that big win over Arkansas this past weekend in overtime. Oklahoma State's quarterback, Alan Bowman, has played how many years of college football?
7.
7 years of college football.
That's a lot.
I mean, he's like 30. It's unbelievable. Game day will be down in Columbia, South Carolina. LSU at South Carolina. LSU ranked at number 16. Don't know why. They lost to USC, and then they beat Nichols. They're 1-1, and they're still ranked, playing South Carolina on the road.
By the way, going back to last night for just a second, you mentioned the Arizona State, Texas State result.
Mm-hmm.
South Alabama beat Northwestern State 87-10.
I saw that.
Can you call off the dogs at some point? I mean, I know it's not Little League or Pop Warner, but I mean, That's an embarrassment.
Well, let's look at the box.
87-10
24 points at the end of one, 45 points at halftime.
Didn't they also shorten the game at the end? They said, we're going to just
I think they chopped a few minutes off
the end of the fourth quarter because it was such a bloodbath.
Well, South Alabama only played one quarterback. All right, so they played their starter. Now, I'm guessing they just ran the ball the entire second half.
I don't know.
But they ran for 365 yards. Oh, so I'm guessing they were playing their second, third stringers, I would think.
Yeah.
Didn't watch the game.
That's quite a result.
If you had Northwestern State plus 86 and a half, you're not happy.
Yeah, you're probably not a happy camper today. That's brutal.
All right, so elsewhere, you know, this it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of rivalry games earlier in the season. You got the backyard brawl with Pitt and West Virginia. Pitt with a great comeback last week. You know, you've got Oregon State playing Oregon. You've got Washington State playing Washington. Locally, you've got the Terps laying just 2.5 in Charlottesville.
Ooh.
Need to win that game.
Terps need to bounce back after that disappointing home loss.
They do. I'm just kind of surprised at that number. We're going to talk to Bill Roth here in a little bit, next segment. The Hokies are down at Old Dominion. Old Dominion is 0-2. They've turned the ball over 6 times in 2 games. All right, so the Hokies have to come out of the gate strong, especially in the first quarter, because they've struggled in the first quarter / first half offensively. And then they've got a huge game next week at home against Rutgers before they travel to Miami, and they ain't beating Miami on the road.
Most likely not.
Cam Ward, I'm seeing, is, if not the Heisman favorite right now, one of the Heisman favorites.
Sure, very early, but yes, putting up some numbers. That Maryland-Virginia game is an 8 o'clock game on ACC Network. It's a late kick.
I was drinking iced coffee at about 7 o'clock. Stay up for that whole Terps game.
I mean, the Hokie game is at 6:30. That's kind of late. I was hoping it'd be like 3:30. Got to stay up late for those. All right, baseball quickly before we go to break. The Nats. All right, still need 2 wins. They lost to the Marlins last night, 6-3. They had a lead pretty late. The Marlins scored 3 in the top of the 8th. Who got the loss for Derek Law? Got the loss. Kind of bitter about that, Cakes. I think we're going to get there, but that was one that I thought we were going to get.
We're going to get. Yeah, I'm not even sweating it. I just hope my bet's still alive and active.
Well, still can't find it.
You said you were going to check
it. I didn't check it yesterday. I'll do it this weekend.
All right, so the Yankees, the Orioles did not play, but the Yankees did win, so they have a 2-game lead over the Orioles. And who are the Orioles playing this weekend, Cake, or Valdez?
Detroit.
Detroit at Camden? No, it's at Baltimore. No. I mean, it's at Detroit.
Yeah, yeah, they're on the road.
Now, he's told me he's going to watch Orioles over the Ravens. That was kind of surprised me.
Probably.
Most likely. Double screen it?
Yeah, you know, I'll get the other TV
out.
Roll
the other TV
out. If I had one TV, I would probably say Orioles over Ravens.
Very good. It's a dedicated O's fan right there.
And the Zach Eflin's going to go tonight for the Orioles. Red Sox are playing the Yankees in a series this weekend. All right, so Kumar Rocker pitched last night. I think he went 4 1/3, struck out 7. I didn't see any highlights, but, I mean, just based on the numbers, those are pretty good numbers.
High 90s all night, 17 whiffs, 13 of them on his slider.
I mean, 3 hits, 1 run, walked 2, 7 Ks. There you go. Yeah. And they beat Seattle 5-4.
I think the whole plan the whole time was only let him throw 70 pitches or so.
Yeah, he threw 74.
Yeah.
That's a big dude, man.
6'4", 250.
Yeah, he's a big dude. By the way, Solheim Cup starts in 25 minutes. And it's on TV right here in the studio.
Get your popcorn. Get ready.
JP, I only put it on the right screen. You can have your Dak Prescott interview on the left. You're all good.
Hey, more power to you. You golf nerds are big into the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Let off your sports page.
7 a.m. first tee.
Somehow you didn't include the Manuel Forbes news.
Well, because we're going to get to that.
Well, in another hour. But yeah, that's kind of a hit. I guess it theoretically is a hit for the Commanders when you lose Emmanuel Forbes, your starting
corner.
Might
be a net positive.
You think it's addition by subtraction?
That could be the case.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it later in the 7 o'clock hour when we hit the skins. But yes, Emmanuel Forbes was put on the IR yesterday. Coming up next, we'll get into some Virginia Tech football. Jason mentioned it. They got a big game against ODU. Bill Roth, play-by-play voice for the Hokies, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. Going to be joined by Bill Roth, play-by-play voice of the Hokies, and he actually is on the line now. Mm-hmm. You can listen to him this weekend on 99.1 Bloomberg. Pre-game starts at 4 p.m. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you today.
Yep.
Man, you sound clear.
Good to talk to you, sir.
So, nice win last week against the Marshall Thundering Herd, 31-14. You got tooting going, ran for 120 yards.
He's kind of the key to it for the Hokies. You know, he was in a blue jersey this week, which means they limited him in contact. He got banged up in the fourth quarter of the game against Marshall. But coaches say he's good to go. And he's kind of the key guy, you know, coming into this game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's the Hokies' leading receiver and rusher. So he's the key guy, Bashaul Tooten.
Yeah, he's a factor in the passing game. Like, he's got 10 passes already this season. One went for a touchdown. Is this surprising to see him showing those sort of chops receiving out of the backfield as well?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think they need better quarterback play out of Kyren Drones. Not that he's been bad. You know, his numbers are okay.
He's been horrible in the first half of both games.
Yeah, exactly. He's been a slow starter. And I don't know, if we looked at some of the metrics of it, you know, both Marshall and Vanderbilt played almost exclusively zone. Mm. There wasn't a lot of pressure. And they're making him go through progressions. And I think that that's something different. So, you know, he was so good at the end of last year. And now both of these teams, the first 2 weeks, have had really all summer long to scheme for him. And this has been something new. And he's got to, you know, he hadn't had that much experience. He was a first-year starter a year ago, and nobody really just sat back in zone against the Hokies. So we'll see how ODU does it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they've struggled so much in the first half. I mean, last week, Bill, you know this. I mean, the Hokies punted six times in the first half, and then Jalen Lane had the punt return for a touchdown to kind of spark them a little bit. But offensively, they've just come out of the gate so slow. And, you know, as you start playing better teams – you know, Old Dominion's turned the ball over six times in 2 weeks, so they're not very good right now. I'm sure Ricky Ronnie's on the hot seat down there, but you gotta come out stronger, because when you start playing better teams like Rutgers next week, you know, when you go to Miami the week after that, you gotta play some sound offensive football, or you're just going to be in the hole and you put pressure on yourself in the second half. It's crazy.
That's what happened last year. If you guys remember they played the game that Hokies played at Florida State.
Yep.
And it was 22-0 Noles in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The Techs, they make a game of it in the fourth quarter. They're back in it. Last year, the Hokies played Purdue. They're down 17-0 in the first quarter. They come back and tie the game and then lose it at the end. And at Vanderbilt 2 weeks ago, the Hokies were down 17-0. Mm-hmm. In the first half. They come back and take the lead in the second half, but it's very frustrating, obviously, for the coaches and the fans. And so that's been one of the keys they have talked about. They've got to be better right off the, you know, right after the coin toss. You got to come out and dominate early. Because
is it a confidence
really good in the
thing
third
with drones?
Quarter.
Is it a confidence thing out of the gate for drones?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I thought there were, and the coaches did mention this, coach mentioned it on his show last night, that sometimes you got to step up in the pocket and make the throw and not run around back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes back to some of the things that they've seen defensively. But, yeah, they've got to get better. We've got ODU tomorrow night on the road and then Rutgers at home. And then it gets tough. You know, Miami on the road, Stanford on the road, back-to-back. So there's some challenges where
it's
you're
tough.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you're getting some frequent flyer miles. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, winning road games, you don't want to fall behind on the road.
When's the last time the Hokies played on the West Coast?
We played a bowl game in San Francisco. At the time, it was called Pac Bell Park, where the Giants play, Virginia Tech and Air Force. It was called the Diamond Walnut San Francisco Bowl.
That's a lot of words for a bowl.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, not that Stanford's great, but that ain't going to be easy just because, like you said, the travel.
Yeah, you know, how many times you see, like, NFL teams go out there and they just don't play well against the Niners? Like, you guys should be able to handle it. It's only a five-hour flight, but it's different if you're an athlete and everyone's seen those late-night games where the East Coast team struggles out there.
Bill, do Hokies fans have PTSD about going to Norfolk? Because the Monarchs have beaten the Hokies twice there in 18 and 22. So they probably have some bad memories walking into that stadium.
22 was a disaster. Would they have like six or seven turnovers in that game?
Yeah, it was bad. I think it's interesting. I think, number one, we have so many good players on our team from down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Antoine Powell-Ryland and Kamari Copeland's going home and Daquan Felton's going home. And, of course, Ollie Jennings played for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, that's such a big alumni base for Virginia Tech, like the DMV is, but Hampton Roads is huge as well. And so many of Tech's best players, whether it's, Michael Vick or D'Angelo Hall or Bruce Smith. I mean, it's a who's who of Hampton Roads Hall of Famers that are in Virginia Tech's Hall of Fame. And so it's important. They've signed a long-term deal to play ODU. It's a small stadium. It's only 22,000. It's a tiny stadium. It's like one of those, I think we talked about this last year, it's like going to a spring training Major League Baseball game. You're right on top of the field. Yeah. So it's kind of a neat experience, but it's a huge game for both teams. It's huge for Tech. I mean, they've got to get a road win and play well early. And, you know, the coaches are so familiar with each other. It's kind of like the Penn State coaches alumni game, because Ronnie was the offensive coordinator for the Lions for all those years, and they had really good teams at Penn State, and Brent Pry was the defensive coordinator for those great Penn State. Those guys, these two head coaches were together for 9 years.
On they know each other very well.
So, and all the, even the assistant coaches and the GAs, there's a lot of Penn State flavor to this game. And but Tech has to win it. I mean, they're a two-touchdown favorite. They've got to prove that they can play well on the road.
We talked about this, I think, before the opener against Vandy. When I looked at the schedule, because of all the preseason hype the Hokies were getting, I mean, they were getting top 25 votes. They were on the outside looking in when, on the preseason poll, but they were getting top 25 votes. So they were getting a lot of love. And I looked at the schedule and went, okay, well, if you know Vandy, you got to go down there and beat them, because Vandy, you know, wins two or three games a year. You know, Marshall at home, after what happened last year, losing to Marshall at Marshall, got to come back and beat them. Old Dominion should be a win. Rutgers, it's all well-coached team, going to be tough because they play tough defense, but a home game. I was thinking, all right, 4-0, and now at best they go 3-1 before that Miami game. But, you know, the way they have played in the first half offensively, I don't feel as confident about a great start. How are you feeling about it?
I think there are a lot of ACC fan bases that feel that way. That's what's going to be kind of cool about our league, because I think, you know, Florida State felt so good about its team, and then they come out and they go 0-2. And then Georgia Tech, all their people are like, we got a great team. And then Syracuse gets them pretty good. So now Syracuse is feeling great.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's really hard to handicap the ACC right now. Like, who is the best team? Maybe it will be Clemson. Maybe it will be Florida State. But, yeah, you know, I think NC State fans thought this would be a great year for them. And then they get pounded against Tennessee and Charlotte. So, you know, there are a lot of fan bases. And I think there are a lot of teams in our league still trying to figure out who they are. And Tech, fortunately, has tomorrow's game at ODU and then the Rutgers game before it gets into conference play. But, but you're exactly right, man. I mean, your first two conference games for Virginia Tech are on the road.
Yes.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Right.
Stanford.
And then going out west.
On
right.
the road. So that's why we've talked about, I mean, you want to get off to a good start just to show you can do it. Because if they got any chance to win at Miami, it's going to be a tough game. They've got to play well early, because that's not a stadium that traditionally will have a huge crowd.
Right.
Right. So it's not like you're playing LSU on the road or Clemson on the road. If they could go down there and get off to a good start at Old Dominion and get some confidence that they can play well on the road early, I think that'll help them going into those first two conference games in Stanford and Miami.
Now, defensively, they were much better. Stone Earl didn't pose the problems that Pavia did the week before. But so they were much better defensively. Dante Lovett, I like him a lot. You know, I'm a little bit biased because he's a DeMatha guy and I went to DeMatha. But I don't know how many snaps he got. I think he should play more. What do you think?
Well, I love him. You know, and I love his mom. I'm not the coach. I don't determine who plays. But I love his mom's at every game wearing his jersey. And she's on the road, like in the hotel lobby. Like, I'm an early riser like you guys. You always go down and there's his mom in the hotel lobby. She's ready to go. She's probably already down in Norfolk getting set for the
probably
team. But yeah, he's a DeMatha kid. Tech's had good tradition of players from DeMatha as well. Lovett got a lot of snaps last week. The Hokies had 12 pass breakups in the game against Marshall.
Yeah, he had a couple of those. Yeah,
he did. And that's the most the team has had since 87. So they did a good job contesting passes. They need to get a few more interceptions. Mansour Delane, another kid from up there, he got his first interception of the year. He's a pro guy. He's a pro 100% at corner, and he did not play well at Vanderbilt, but he came back and had a tremendous game. I think Pro Football Focus had him as the second or third best corner last week in college football statistically.
Wow.
So that's the kind of performance you need out of Delane. And he and Lovett are both stars, and so is Dorian Strong at the other cornerback spot. So they feel pretty good about that. And you're right, what you mentioned earlier, ODU has turned the ball over. That'll be huge for the Hokies. If they could get some turnovers against this team, because they've not been great at that over the last couple of years. They do a good job, the Hokies do, of holding on to the ball. So their turnover margin's okay. But they haven't created turnovers, and that's something that Pry would like to see.
Joined by Bill Roth as the Hokies take on Old Dominion on 99.1 Bloomberg tomorrow. Pregame at 4. The game kicks off at 6. So another fun game in the Commonwealth tomorrow. It feels like an ACC conference game with the Terps heading to Charlottesville to take on Virginia, but it's Big Ten versus ACC. They're getting, you know, that old rivalry restoked at Virginia. Maryland trying to bounce back after losing at home in a disappointing fashion to Michigan State. UVA has been hot offensively, 34 against Richmond and then 31 in the comeback win against Wake Forest. They don't look like a pushover at this point, UVA.
No, but I agree with you. It does feel like an old ACC game. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nostalgic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I like it. Hokies signed a contract to play a new series with the Terps. I'm excited about that, too.
Ooh, when's that start?
Oh, boy. I should know that off the top of my head.
I can look it up.
Yeah. It's soon. Like, the guys that are on the two teams now, if you look at future schedules, it's not like 2038. It's coming up here in the next few years. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, the ACC, I'd love to see George Welsh and Bobby Ross shaking hands before the game. That's what it feels like, right? The Terps and UVA.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get a win, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Oh, thanks,
did you just drop some plates? What happened there?
Yeah, the dog is here. We're getting him some ice. That's what you're hearing. That's the ice maker.
All right, Bill. Appreciate the time, man.
See you, fellas.
Safe travels. Yep. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Again, you can listen to Bill at 4 p.m. pregame on 99.1 Bloomberg.
Virginia Tech is at Maryland 2026.
Wow, starts in 2 years.
Yeah, 26, 27, 28, and 29, they play each other.
Big.
So four-year series. That is cool.
That is huge.
800-636-1067 is a number you want to chime in throughout the show. Coming up at 720, Paul Dottino covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. He'll join us. We'll get insight from him on Daniel Jones and the Giants as the Commanders face them at home on Sunday in week 2 on a Football Friday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.